the flue. In other words, you displace the fluid and fill with this formaldehyde. The formaldehyde generates a gas. And these formaldehyde gases then, through the capillaries and so forth, which break off in our veins and so forth, it hardens. The gas is hardened. Flesh and preserve the flesh. In other words, it sets it up real hard. Sets it up hard. And then, after you inject
the fluids, is it rigid?
Yes.
Yes.
You have
like
a rigid
board?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It'll set up. It'll go to setting up. And you inject it. Years ago, the old embalmers, they had two systems. The first embalmers, before they had a system of pumps and so forth to inject the fluids through pressure into the venous system, they used gravity flow. In other words, they'd pour the fluids into a container and then it would be higher than the body. They would go in them and inject in their veins, and also by injecting you. You get your drainage through an artery, you see. You have two openings. And they used that system. And then later they went to using more or less a pump system, whereby the fluids would be put in the bottle and you pump this and pressure go in the bottle and you force the fluids from the bottle through the system. More or less on the principle of a syringe today. But you couldn't do it by a syringe because it takes such 2 or 3 gallons, 4 gallons of fluid, you see. And then later, they come out with machines. Now, of course, they have machines that operate on the principle of the heart. And they toss the force of fluids into the body. It's a more gentle method than the old type pump method. And then, after you do that, you may wait a while, and then you take what you call a trocar. And then you aspirate the abdominal cavities, heart, lungs, and bladder, and so forth. Withdraw all the fluids that you can from there, and any excess blood that have accumulated in those areas. And then you fill that with a high content cavity fluid, which has a high content of formaldehyde. And that pretty well disinfects and preserves that area. In other words, today modern embalming is based on more or less preservation of the human body for several days until you have a funeral service. Now, the Negroes, this section of the country, and you'll find pretty well around, their methods are the same. But the principles are different. You take the average Negro that dies, they'll hold him out a week or 10 days before they have his funeral. But among the whites, 2 or 3 days at the most. But a good job of bombing would preserve the human body for a long time.
Have any idea of roughly how long?
No. It all depends upon how long the body tonight. Vault they're buried in, or if they're buried in a wooden box, moisture contents in the ground. You just have a lot, and how well the body was embalmed, fluids and such as that. So there's no certain way. You may dig up an embalmed body that's been there for 50 years, 75, and be in a perfect state of preservation. Maybe mold over the face, more or less like you've seen a country ham. Then again, you may remove the body from the ground, it's been under there over 30 days, and it has begun to decompose. And you have that to happen a lot of times with the body before you ever get it under the ground.